Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As parents, one of our greatest responsibilities, bar none, is the health and safety of our children. And while we generally focus on their physical well-being, advances in technology are now raising concerns about their mental health as well. Enter House Bill 925, sponsored by Representative Amy Regeer. It's a bill establishing the Social Media Protection Act, and it was heard yesterday in the Senate Energy and Technology Committee. In essence, the bill seeks to mitigate the increased mental health issues that result from prolonged, unsupervised, and unregulated use of social media platforms by minors. These include the addictive design features of certain platforms that impact sleep patterns, mental and physical health, and academic performance, as well as the documented increased rates of anxiety, depression, social isolation, and in extreme cases, suicide. One of the greatest dangers is the curation algorithms that track what a user views most and then feeds them more of the same. Seems reasonable enough, but when coupled with features such as autoplay, which feeds the user a nonstop stream of video content, it can result in users entering almost a zombie-like state where they stare at a screen for hours on end without any breaks. And this is by design. The algorithms are purposely programmed to hold the user's attention for as long as possible. Some are even raising concerns that many social media platforms are now in effect programming the minds of minor children. Another concern is the widespread collection and utilization of personal information, exposing minors to potential harms related to privacy and identity. With regard to free social media sites like Facebook, as was stated in the 2021 Netflix documentary, The Social Dilemma, if you're not paying for the product, then you are the product. Given that minors spend an average of 3.5 hours per day on social media, these are real concerns. Just as we've regulated the use of products like alcohol and cigarettes by minors, House Bill 925 seeks to mitigate the downside risks of social media use as well. The first step, contained in Section 4 of the bill, is the requirement that a social media company must implement an age assurance system to determine whether the account holder is a minor. We do this already for sites that distribute pornography. It's one of the main reasons that Pornhub pulled out of Montana after the 2023 legislative session. Once the user is identified as a minor, the bill then lays out a list of requirements associated with that account. These include default privacy settings that prioritize maximum privacy, security measures including data encryption to protect the confidentiality of personal information, disabling features designed to prolong user engagement. These include autoplay functions that continuously feed content without user interaction. The provider must also provide supervisory tools for parents that allows monitoring of the account, sets time limits for usage, the ability to schedule mandatory breaks during selected days and times, access to direct messaging settings and permissions, privacy settings, and notification if the minor account holder changes any of the parental control settings. The world of social media and the internet in general is fast-paced and rapidly changing. Some of the changes are positive, some are innocent wasters of time, and unfortunately, when it comes to children, some are downright nefarious. As parents, we have both the right and responsibility to protect our kids from content or habits on the internet that would jeopardize their health and safety. House Bill 925 would enhance those protections, and it's got some powerful allies. Governor Gianforte sent two of his advisors to testify in favor of the bill, as did the Montana Family Foundation and child advocates from across the state. House Bill 925 is an important bill, and we'll do everything in our power to see that it passes. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.